Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. And let's go to the phones now. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, is this Tom?
This is Tom.
Tom, it's Matthew Tompkins from Shout Theatrical Filmworks. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Matthew Tompkins. Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
Long time no talk, right?
It has been, yeah.
Yeah. So from the Shout, wait, you said Theatrical Film Works? Is that what you said?
That's correct. Yes, yes, yes.
Because you were the head of the Shout TV network.
Oh, well, look. I still rule Shout Television with a crisp, untucked iron shirt, but you're also talking with the head of Shout's new theatrical film division. How exciting is that?
That is pretty exciting. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Things have been off the chain at Shout lately. Have you heard that term before?
Off the chain. Yes, I have.
I thought it was on the chain. But it's off the chain. Off the chain means that it's wild, and on the chain means, you know, that it's contained and it can't go anywhere.
Well, if you think of it like a dog, right? Like if there's a dog who seems like he'd be like out of control,
right?
You're not worried if somebody's like, well, that dog is on the chain. It's like, okay, good, he's on the chain. We're okay.
Yeah, makes sense now, I guess, right? Mm-hmm.
But then if he's off the chain, it's like, look out, here that dog.
Going to get you in the jugular.
That dog might get you in the jugular, yeah.
Sure will.
So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. So you're really kind of, you know, it's because you've been running the TV side of things over at Shout for a long time. And, you'll call and tell us about the shows and, How is everything Shout Network wise? Before we talk about this new endeavor, ratings are good and the shows are good and all that.
They are insane. Ratings are off the chain. I'm literally showering with liquefied money, Tom. That's not an exaggeration.
I'm not sure what that means.
Oh yeah, you never heard of this?
No.
Oh, all kinds of Hollywood bigwigs do this. What we do is. We don't use big denominations, but we'll use like Kennedy half dollars and those coins that are out of circulation, like the dollars, coinage, and we'll melt those down.
Okay.
And we run them through a filter. It's not for everybody. No one's supposed to know about this. Okay. And then we run them through our plumbing. We shower in liquid money.
And, I mean, I'm not understanding the appeal of it. It doesn't seem like, I mean, the point of a shower, as far as I see it, is just to get clean.
Yeah, this doesn't really do that. This makes you dirtier, but you're showering with money, so it's cool, right?
So it's like a power trip a little bit.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess if considering that you're so successful, I guess maybe that's
and
the...
Powerful.
And powerful.
Thank you.
I guess those what? Are, I guess it you showering with liquefied money is a kind of...
It's a status symbol, right?
Sure. So what are some of the things, what's going on with the Shout Network?
Are you ready? Are you strapped in?
Yeah, I am.
You got your helmet on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what we got coming this summer. Several very exciting shows.
Okay.
First up, The Runaway Bride.
The Runaway Bride. Is that like a TV adaptation of the movie?
What movie?
Richard Gere, Julia Roberts movie, where she always is leaving guys at the altar.
Not ringing a bell of any kind whatsoever. No, this is a fun sitcom about a gorgeous JetBlue flight attendant who can't stop saying yes to suitors of all creeds, colors, and persuasions.
Oh, that doesn't sound great. I'm sorry. That one's not clicking for me. She's saying yes, like she's like the runaway bride who's...
Yeah, but it's on a runway.
Oh, the runway bride. Oh,
I said she was a flight attendant.
Okay, but she's always getting married.
Yes.
On the plane?
On the plane, yes. It just so happens that every flight there's a minister on board.
But how? If you get married, you are married. You don't just keep getting married. You have to get unmarried.
What, are you giving notes?
No, I'm just not sure of the logic of this whole thing.
Oh, well, huh. All right, well.
That's not the only new show you've got, is it?
No!
Because, you know, look, with this show, I gotta say, I don't like it. Hello?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say, I love it, like that catchphrase you do.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. I was
like
just saying,
it. I love it.
Yeah, no. I was just saying I don't like this Runway Bride show.
Oh. Well, yeah. Perhaps you'll like Kiedis's Kids.
What is that?
Kiedis's Kids.
Kiedis's Kids. What is... I'm not even sure what that... Is that a... What does Kiedis's Kids mean?
All right. Here you go. Kiedis's Kids is a dramedy that answers the age-old question, what happens when rock/rap's best singer inherits a Montana boarding school?
Oh, Kiedis's... Oh, I thought it was like a foreign word or something. I thought it was one word, Kiedis's Kids.
No!
I thought
Anthony
it was like...
Anthony Kiedis's Kids!
Oh, okay. Anthony Kiedis, the guy from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Exactly, yes.
He inherits a boarding school?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Well, I mean, and it's fictional?
Of course it is. He stars in it.
So he plays himself on it?
Yes.
So on Kiedis's Kids...
It's like MASH when Alan Alda played himself.
Well, he did not play himself on MASH.
Sure he did.
Alan Alda?
Yes.
No, he played Hawkeye.
That's him. Oh, geez, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
All right. So you don't like that one.
No, all right, look.
Let's move on.
Sure, sure.
First State, First Band.
First State, First Band.
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay. Eternal Morbidity, Decapitated Werewolves, Sacred Atrocity, and others compete to become the biggest grindcore band in Delaware.
Okay, that's... It seems like it might have a narrow appeal.
No, everyone's into grindcore now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought, like, disco was the thing everyone was into.
Oh, that's over already. Everyone's into the grindcore now.
Oh, okay. I gotta get into it then.
Okay, here's what else you gotta get into.
What's that?
Porky and Beth.
Porgy and Bess.
No, Porky and Beth.
What?
Porky and Beth.
I'm not sure what. Please explain that, Matthew.
It's a great new laugh we got about two friends.
Yeah.
One of them is Beth, and she's thin. The other, Porky, is plump, but she does all these very funny physical things that normal people do, and it's really hilarious because you don't expect a large person to be able to do those things.
Okay. I mean, that sounds a little... I mean, can I be truthful here?
Oh, of course.
I mean, it sounds a little condescending.
You don't like any of my shows.
I mean, usually I can't get enough of the Shout Network.
Well, I think you'll love this one.
Okay, what is it?
That Power Pop Show.
That Power Pop. What is That Power Pop Show?
That Power Pop Show is hosted by Rodney Bingenheimer, Todd Winsley, and Jim Morlinson. Mm. And it's a great music show about what's going on in the always exciting world of power pop.
Okay. I know who Rodney Bingenheimer is. But who were the other two guys? Todd Winsley?
Yeah.
And Jim something?
Jim Morlinson. Are you serious? You don't know these guys?
I don't know who that is.
They're only the two funniest power pop comedians in America.
What is a power pop comedian?
You don't know about this?
No.
Oh, well, for example, part of Todd's act is he does this great bit about, what if Paul Collins was in the Ruba News?
Okay.
And it goes something like this. Like, hey, we got to dirty up these guitars, you guys. You're being bigger wusses than Peter Case.
Okay, so that's like a...
That's funny. You don't think that's funny?
No, I get it. It's just So it's like power pop. It's power pop-based humor, like stand-up.
Yes, yeah. Okay. And then Jim does this great riff on if the Artful Dodger from Oliver was in Artful Dodger, the power pop band.
Okay.
He does this song, consider yourself Chilton-esque. Consider yourself on Columbia. There's other lines, but I can't remember them.
I mean, that's really specific.
Yeah.
That's like, okay. No, that sounds like a winner.
No, I guess it doesn't. All right. Well, maybe this will sound like a winner to you.
Uh-huh.
Bigfoot Private Eye.
Okay, what is Bigfoot Private Eye?
A hairy Neanderthal solves crimes in the Pacific Northwest in the mid-70s.
Uh-huh.
There's this one amazing scene where Bill Walton is missing.
Yeah.
And Bigfoot tracks him to a remote cabin in Oregon where he finds Bill Walton and Phil Lesh smoking out and jamming on two Taylors.
So Bigfoot, Sasquatch...
Yes, yeah.
...is a private eye.
You showed him respect and called him by his given name, Sasquatch.
Yeah, and he...
Props to you.
Okay, and so Bill Walton is in one of the episodes?
Yeah.
That one sounds good. I'm into that one.
Okay, well, I think you'll love this next one, too.
Uh-huh.
Orphan Purple.
I don't know what that is.
I actually haven't seen this yet, but from what I'm told, it's a hot English chick plays all these different roles.
Okay, so that's like the only reason it exists is because she's hot?
Well, no, I don't know. I told you I ain't seen it yet.
Well, it sounds a little... It sounds a little undercooked, I guess. You don't know.
Maybe you're undercooked.
Okay, well, maybe the show is undercooked also.
Okay. Well, shut up and here's another one for you, all right?
Okay.
Total Badass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What is Total Badass?
Total Badass is a game show where people do things that aren't really that impressive in hopes of seeing their friend describe them as being a total badass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
And whomever is described as the biggest total badass wins.
So it's a show where people are doing not particularly amazing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To see if their friends will describe them as a total badass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's followed by a similar show called Killing It.
And on that show, are people not necessarily killing it?
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
Were you at the upfronts?
No, I was not at the Shout Network upfronts.
Okay, all right.
So, okay.
You nailed it, though.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is.
Okay, well, I might watch Total Badass.
Okay. All right, Tom. You know, I'd be lying if I said this next show wasn't a little bit inspired by the Empire Records show, you know. But, mm-hmm. I'll also be honest here. It's way better than what they're doing.
For Empire?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called P.O. Box 1.
P.O. Box 1?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's the story of the struggles and triumphs of SST Records, the premier indie punk record label of the 80s.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a series documenting that?
Yeah, yeah. 2-hour long drama.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, who is in it?
Well, you're not going to believe this. Zac Efron stars as Greg Ginn.
Okay.
Jim Norton plays Chuck Dukowski.
All right.
And Rob Pattinson plays Mugger.
Huh. Well, yeah. That actually sounds, that one sounds pretty good.
It's great. And there's this incredibly tense scene where Dukowski pulls a machine gun on Greg Ginn because Ginn refuses to not release October Faction's second factionalization album.
He refuses to not release it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He insists on putting it out.
Wow. So that seems like, well, look, okay. I'm hooked on that one.
Well, if all goes well with this one.
Yeah.
And it does as well as I think it'll do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to launch Discord House in 2016.
Discord House?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that going to be?
Well, we're already in talks with Billy Zane to play Ian MacKaye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his audition tape was amazing.
Billy Zane?
Oh, yeah.
Would play Ian MacKaye?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
His reading of the scene where Ian takes that little striped sweatband off his wrist, you know, that he always wore on all those Minor Threat shows,
mm-hmm.
and he ceremoniously hands it to Jeff Nelson after completing his vocal take for Stumped, which, of course, was their last song. It's utterly Emmy-worthy.
Really? And this is just in the reading of the scene?
Exactly, yeah.
So
yeah.
Imagine what it's like when he's doing
when
it.
When lighting is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well lit.
Wow, okay, those are interesting.
Yeah. All right, also, we got coming up A Confederacy of Dancers.
A Confederacy of Dancers.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is.
You know, I'm not either, I'll be honest. I just bought the title.
Uh-huh.
But I'm open to pitches. Have you got anything?
For a Confederacy...
What do you see this as?
Maybe it's like a dancing, like, hot dog salesman or something? Didn't he run a hot dog cart in that book?
Oh, I'm writing this down. Hot dog. And it has to be from the South, right? Because it has the word Confederacy in there. It has to take place in the olden days.
I guess so, right?
What was that guy's name? General Lee? No, that was a car.
That was the car from the Dukes of Hazzard.
And was it the guy from the war, though? Like they didn't drive his corpse, did they?
No. The car was not also General Lee. The car was called the General Lee.
I'm thinking of the car the monsters drove.
What is that?
Wasn't their car made of humans?
What is the monsters?
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, had the song that went bum 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 bum.
The monsters. That's the monsters.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
You're kidding. Oh, my God, that's so embarrassing. I always thought it was the monsters. Herman Monster?
No, it's Munster.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Please don't tell anyone. I flubbed that so bad.
Well, look, everybody gets one a little wrong.
Okay. Well, maybe that is a wrong one, but here's a right one.
Okay.
For the love of David.
What is that?
It's a Scientology sitcom.
Wow, a Scientology sitcom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about the hijinks the members of the Sea Org get up to when their way cool leader is away doing way cool things.
David, like Dave, what's it, David Miscavige?
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, like, when he's away, the rest of the Sea Org...
will play.
Yeah, so he'll... What is he like? Hey, I'm going to go to the... I'm going to take a helicopter to the Celebrity Center.
Exactly, yeah.
And
yeah.
then they're like...
See what Trav and Cruz are up to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to play ping pong or something.
Yeah, okay. Trav, is that...
Cool. Yeah, that's John Travolta.
No, I knew who you were talking. I didn't know Trav was a nickname for him.
Oh,
but...
yeah, that's what we higher-ups call him.
Okay, Trav.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, look, those shows are great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also really excited about this new venture that I'm about to explore.
Okay.
It's a whole block of TV shows based on apps.
Apps? Like,
yeah.
Like apps on an iPhone apps?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, check it out. I got remarried since I last spoke with you.
Yeah.
Back in, was that December?
It probably was, yeah.
I think it was. It was. Anyway, I got the idea from my new young wife, Chung Lee.
Okay.
And, you know, she's always on her iPhone, like, all the time, day and night,
mm-hmm.
especially late at night. I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I'll look over, and she's on that phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's playing with these apps all the time. And so her favorite apps are, hang on, I wrote them down, Tinder, eHarmony, Playtime, something called Ashley Madison. And a few others. So I want to make shows out of those.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Matthew, I'm not going to... It's not my place to exactly go into that, but I'm going to just... Let's let that kind of go. It's not my place to really... the less you know about that the better. Well, let's move forward.
Okay, fair enough. Let's get down to the actual reason I'm calling you, okay?
Okay.
Tom, if you'll recall, a couple years ago, I told you about an exciting thing we were launching. Thursday, Pod Blog Day Night.
Yes.
Do you remember it?
Mm-hmm, of course.
4 exciting, hilarious, and riveting hours of podcast and blog-related programming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have shows that are like America's Funniest Podcast Bloopers. The Blog Pod Bunch, a great sitcom that's taken off for us. We had a crime drama called The Instagram Arsons. We had a great detective show that's just doing gangbusters called Pods.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, our end of the night commentary show, The Rundown.
Mm-hmm. Well, where kind of like that's the end. That's so it's like those are all the shows, and it ends with like a panel type thing at the end. Yeah, I mean, look, I personally haven't been keeping up with those shows, but I do know that block is very popular.
It's true. You would not believe how big these shows are. The ratings are through the roof. And I'll tell you, man, we can't keep these action figures on the shelves.
Action figures?
Yeah.
What do you mean by action figures?
Well, I mean... Who knew that kids like to play with toys that look like adults who look like kids?
Kids play with toys depicting yeah. adults that look like kids.
Yeah, all the stars from our podcasting show.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's... I did not know that either.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, these shows are so successful,
mm-hmm.
we're going to start making podcast movies.
Podcast movies?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell me more about that?
Well, you want to hear some titles?
Yeah.
Well, off the top of my head, let me see here. I don't have them written down, so I'll just have to try to remember them.
Mm-hmm.
Podvengers, Podfellas, The Microphone on the Kitchen Counter, Some Like It Pod, an RSS feed to remember. What else? Podcast Crashers. Oh, Podcaster, Where Art Thou? There Will Be Wave Files. Background Noise. A Sure Thing. The Big Podbowski. The Lady Podcasts. American Podcaster. The Condenser Mic and Grandma's Handbag. 50 Shades of Pod. Captain Phillips 2. I'm the podcaster now. I Lost My Files. I Love Mics. An Evening with Pod Stewart. What else? The Pod Ultimatum. Omnidirectional Love. The Taking of Pelham MP3. What else? 10 Reasons I Hate Your Podcast. 12 Angry Podcasters. The Fort Greene Podcasters Club. What else? Podcast at Tiffany's. That's a classic. Voices in the Garage. SpongeBob. Pod Pants. The Six Comedians. I hope this is recording. The podcast is coming from inside the apartment. Podarella. A few more. The Podcaster Who Knew Too Much. Podhood. The Last Podcaster on the Left. The Podcaster Must Die. Who's Got the Cast? Pod with the Wind. iPodBot. Poddington. The Podcasting Bear. That's, of course, for the kids. Mm-hmm. We're very excited to have three films directed by Cameron Crowe in the pipeline. Almost Famous Podcaster, Say Anything into the microphone. And of course, Fast Times at Podcast High. We're also very excited about these very lucrative franchises that we're starting to build. What are they? The Podcast and the Furious, Pod Wars, PodMax. That's a post-apocalyptic desert race to upload files. The Podcast Games. It's like the Hunger Games where the winner gets to interview Louis C.K.
Okay.
And we have the whole L.A. Jones series.
L.A. Jones?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, it's like Indiana Jones, but it's L.A. Jones. So we have like L.A. Jones and the Temple of Pod. I dropped my Perrier.
You're right?
Mm-hmm. The bottle's gold, so it's hard to hold on to.
Wow, you really are doing well.
I am, yeah. There's also L.A. Jones and the Lost Garage Band Files.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the L.A. Jones movie franchise.
Yep. Yeah. But look, here's why I'm calling you, all right?
Uh-huh. Why?
I'm very, very excited.
I'm
strapped in?
Yeah, I am.
You didn't get unstrapped.
I did not. No, I've stayed strapped in.
Great. Okay. Well, the other day I saw you and the kid who looks like he's in an Echo and the Bunnymen tribute band on Huffington Post TV.
Yes. Yes.
Well, at the end of that segment, the interviewer referred to you as the Podfather.
Yeah. Yeah. That is. Well, I mean, it's something I'm not into. For a variety of reasons, look, just one reason, factually, like, if you're going to say whoever the Podfather is, you might as well say Adam Curry from MTV is the actual Podfather.
Nobody remembers that blow-dried Aryan blowhard anymore.
Okay.
No, sir. You are the true Podfather,
uh-huh,
as far as Shout Theatrical Films is concerned. And as such, it is you who will be the star of our Podfather trilogy.
How
exciting is that?
Podfather trilogy.
Yes!
Okay, you know what? God help me, I want to hear more about whatever the Podfather trilogy is.
Okay. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes, okay?
Mm-hmm, okay.
Because I want you to see it in your mind, all right?
Okay.
Drink this in, okay? Our story starts at the turn of the century. An immigrant child sneaking his way into the U.S. His name? Ferd Sharpling. His only possession is a portable radio, which he listens to all the time. His goal is to come to America and make it on the radio, pretending to do a rambling talk show in which Ferd and four of his comedian buddies sit around and shoot the breeze with seemingly no rhyme or reason or justification of why they're even on the mic.
That's his dream.
That's his dream, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Ferd tries to go to a radio station in New York City to show him what he can do, right?
Yeah.
And they give him a shot. And he sits around on the air with Jack Benny and Chico Marx.
Yeah.
And they just shoot the breeze for an hour with no comedy at all planned. And the program director flips out and he kicks them out of the building.
Okay.
So Ferd beats the program director with his radio and he kills him.
He beats him with his prized radio.
Yes, he's dead.
Okay.
And so this gives Ferd the inspiration to take over broadcasting in his own way. And he does it. And he becomes the Podfather.
Okay.
All right, fast forward 40 years.
Uh-huh.
Podfather is running all the rambling radio in the New York area. All right, he's got it with an iron hand. He has three sons.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, Ron, and Igor. And they're in the family business, too.
Okay.
But Ron gets mixed up with a rival gang of podcasters. And he gets mowed down at a toll booth. But Tom vows revenge. And he starts running the family business. And he eventually gets so powerful that he forces cousin Brucey to do the Freddy while blindfolded on the Staten Island Expressway.
Yeah.
Just to show the power that he's got. But Tom?
Yeah?
Tom isn't content with just taking over podcasting. He has his eyes set on real political power. His goal is to get JFK to join him doing a rambling interview with him and four of his comedy buddies.
Okay.
But the power craps out and the system pushes back against him, crushing Tom and the entire Sharpling family. And the movie ends with Tom and his family working at a radio hut, doing a rambling show in one of those portable black cassette recorders. So what do you think?
Huh. Well, it certainly has a lot of scope to it. It covers, like, decades.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. It's big.
Well, it's a trilogy.
Yeah, The Podfather. It's okay.
You don't sound into it.
It's a lot to take in. It's just a lot to take in.
Well, do you want to do it or not?
I don't know if acting is my thing necessarily. You know, it's never been my calling, and this doesn't.
I saw you on TV recently. You're like an older Jack Webb.
An older Jack Webb?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, never thought of myself as any version of Jack Webb.
Oh, yeah. You got the haircut and everything.
Jack Webb had like a flat top.
That's you.
No, I do not have a flat top.
Oh, I thought you did.
He's got like a brush cut.
Yeah, that's what we call you, Tommy Brush Cut.
Okay. Well, then you might be looking at somebody different because that's not me.
Wait, I am looking at something. What the hell?
What?
It's Chung Lee.
Okay.
What is she doing down there?
Matthew?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Chung Lee said she was going to be giving late-night Pilates lessons to her night students.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm looking through my very expensive gold telescope. I'm looking at my gated condo's front entrance 30 stories below.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing Chung Lee cozying up to and laughing with a young man who looks like a cross between Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg.
Like a cross between Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
I mean, those two are that's not exactly two very different sounding people.
No.
Like, those guys are pretty similar looking.
They are, yeah. And this Claude totally has that JV college wrestler hoping to make it to regionals look. Oh, no! Oh, they're kissing! Chung Lee, no!
Matthew?
Yes.
How can, you said you're 30 stories up?
Yeah.
How is it that I can hear them honking from that far away?
Oh, that's not them honking, that's me.
That's not them honking. I don't know what that means. That makes no sense.
Yeah, this penthouse has two horns. Why?
Wait, what has What has two horns? Wait, what was that? What is that? Matthew, what is that? What are you doing?
I'm launching very expensive furniture and priceless art down onto those two adulteresses' oars.
You're launching?
Yes.
How are you launching things?
With my pentapult.
Pentapult. What is a... What is a pentapult?
It's a penthouse catapult. All the big Hollywood bigwigs have them.
Penthouse catapults?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that is.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. I just hit that bastard with an Ottoman Empire-era ottoman.
From 30 stories up?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well... That sounds horribly dangerous from that far. Is he okay?
Tom, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
When one's head pops off, that's not really fixable, is it?
No. When somebody's head pops off, no, I doubt that's fixable.
Oh, no. What am I gonna do?
I don't know.
Forget this conversation ever occurred, but watch my programs. And please do the Podfather, please.
I don't know if I'm going to do the Podfather.
Oh, no, the catapult spun around and hit me in the face.
Oh, no. Oh, he just hung up. Oh, boy. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.